The Raleigh Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Smokers, seeing is believing. This is especially true in judging cigarettes. And you can see the difference. You can see the superiority of Raleigh cigarettes with your very eyes. Compare the open ends of a pack of Raleighs with any other brand. You'll see that the tobacco in Raleighs is brighter, unmistakably more golden in color. Experts will tell you these golden tobaccos are choicer, more expensive. And into the exclusive Raleigh blend go 31 of these superior golden tobaccos, each selected for the distinctive flavor it contributes. No other cigarette is blended with more care. No other cigarette gives you Raleigh's richness, smoothness, mildness. Raleigh cigarettes give you valuable coupons, too, redeemable for dozens of luxury premiums, cash, or the equivalent in war stamps. Look into Raleigh's, friends. Your own eyes will give you proof beyond a dispute that it pays in many ways to get the pack with the coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes. And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's brilliant young comedian.
Brilliant.
The star of our show, Red Skelton.
The armed forces out there. Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, Truman, wasn't it good to hear Fibber McGee and Molly back on the air tonight, huh?
Oh, it was wonderful,
yeah,
Red.
Boy.
Indeed it was. Say, Red, what have you been doing?
Well, I've been getting my car ready for the gasoline race meet.
Getting your car ready? What do you mean?
I've been weaning it. I'm kidding. I rode down here tonight on a streetcar, and I found the cutest little camera.
No, you kidding. Did, Red?
Oh, I forgot. NBC took that out, didn't they? There we go.
You know, I think gasoline racing will be good for California drivers, Red. Yeah. They won't drive so crazy. They're really wild here, aren't they?
Yeah, I saw a guy up on Hollywood Boulevard yesterday, and he was driving along with his arm around his girl.
Driving with his arm around his girl?
Yeah.
Well, that's nothing.
Oh, no. She was in the rumble seat.
Hello, Red.
Hello, Ozzy. Say, you look good tonight.
Oh, I feel great. Yeah. I'm in love.
Are you sure it's love, or maybe it's just vitamins?
No, it's love, and she's wonderful.
Ooh.
She's a blonde.
A blonde, huh? What's the color of her eyes?
Well, I don't know. She always wears goggles.
She always wears goggles? Why?
Did you ever try welding without them?
Hello, Red.
Hello, Harriet. Say, what do you think of the new gas ration?
Oh, I just drive along until I run out of gas and then fill the tank with 7-Up.
Does it work?
No, but you ought to hear it fizz. Say, did you ever try to roller skate, Red?
Yeah, I tried roller skating, but it's too tough for me. So I've been practicing on a pogo stick. Everything was fine until I came downtown.
Yeah, what happened, Red?
Well, I waited for the light to change, and I pogged when I should have gogged.
Well, you know, walking won't hurt any of us.
Yeah, you know, that's right. I don't know how many times I've walked from one end of Hollywood Boulevard to the other.
I know, Red, but they've all got defense jobs nowadays.
Yeah.
Well, we might as well get used to this rationing idea, Red, because pretty soon we're going to have meatless days, too.
Oh, yeah, and everybody's going to have to eat fish or chicken.
Yeah, you know, my rooster heard about the meatless days over the radio, so he barracuded him... barricaded himself inside his chicken coop. No kidding, I'm the only comic in radio that reads the blotches on the paper. My My rooster heard about meatless days over the radio, so he barricaded himself inside the chicken coop.
Really?
Yeah, and all day long he keeps yelling, if they want me, they gotta come and get me.
Boy meets girl, that's the old routine. But when it strikes home, if you know what I mean, it's part of a heavenly plan. Here's how it all began. I met her on Monday, the meeting was grand. The next day was Tuesday, I held her hand. Wednesday night I met her dad and mother, and gave a nickel to her freckle-faced brother. Kissed her on Thursday, brought her to 10. Met her on Friday, kissed her again. What do you think happened on Saturday night? Mm-hmm, that's right, we met the preacher. Mm-hmm, that's right.
On Monday, the meeting was grand. The next day was Tuesday, he held my hand. Wednesday night, he met my dad and mother. He gave a quarter to my freckle-faced brother.
A quarter? A nickel is the usual.
Well, you see, these kids are organized. I met him on Friday, he kissed me, and then, what do you think happened on Saturday night? Right, he got drafted. That's right.
That was Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard singing Rochote. Come in. Well, well, Wonderful Smith. How are you, Wonderful?
Fine, Mr. Skelton, fine.
Say, Wonderful, I hear you got married.
Nope. But I almost got married.
What do you mean, almost? What
happened?
Well,
I found out just in time that them ties she's got is only retread.
You know, I wish I could have seen you proposing to your girl. Did you get out on one knee?
Yes, sir, and I'm sorry I did.
Why?
We was in the La Brea Tar Pits at the time.
Well, that's no place to take a girl, Wonderful. You should have taken her up in the mountain.
I tried that, but that wasn't any good.
What was the matter?
Did you ever try to kiss a girl with an anti-aircraft gun for a chaperone?
You've got a technique. I can see that.
Oh, yes, sir. First, I got down on my knees.
Yeah?
Then I looked at her.
Yeah, then what?
Then she got down on her knees. Rolled a 7 and I was faded.
Say, do her folks like you?
Yes, sir. In fact, the whole family likes me. They's all over my house paying me a visit right now.
Well, you know, Wonderful, that sounds like a good subject for tonight. Different people stopping in for a visit. So first we have J. Newton Numbskull, the gentleman hobo, alias Roy Del Ruth. And he's just married a debutante who's going to visit her folks for the first time.
Really going to Niagara Falls on a honeymoon?
No.
I don't want to see Niagara Falls. I want to see Hitler, Hirohito, and Mussolini.
But why?
They're much bigger drips.
Newton, give me a kiss, Newton.
Okay, pucker up.
Oh, I say, Newt, your lips are wonderful. How did you develop that pucker?
I used to watch goldfish a lot.
Well, we're almost home, Newton. Oh, I do hope Father and Mother will like you.
Do you think they will?
Oh, surely. When I was a child, I was always bringing home mongrels.
Oh. Well, they ought to like me, all right. I don't drink, I don't gamble, I don't stay out at night.
What do you do?
I'm ashamed to tell you.
Oh, come on, tell me, Newt.
You sure you won't tell anybody?
I won't tell. What do you do?
I drive 36 miles an hour.
Well, we're for coming to where I live.
Okay. Save that rubber, Bob.
Oh, dear, there's Mother. Something tells me she's seen the papers about my marrying a hobo.
Gwendolyn, my dear, is it true? Is it true? Our name is ruined, ruined.
What are you crying for? Did you lose your job at the shipyard?
Numskull, my husband.
Oh, my poor girl. Married to a man.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that. I wear slacks a lot.
Jeeves?
Yes, madame.
Bring the luggage and show him to the guest room.
Oh, you don't have to dirty a sheet just for me. I can sleep anywhere. The bar, the wine cellar.
You're not a drinking man, are you?
No. You don't get this way from eating peanuts. You know.
Would you walk this way, sir?
Boy, this is class. Butlers, swimming pools. Boy, what a joint this is. Hey, you got some nice pictures on the wall, too. Look at that picture of the Goodyear blimp.
Snooting. That's Mother in a slack.
Now I know what they mean by inflation.
Shall I show you to your room, sir?
Yeah, let me take some of them bags.
I have them, sir.
Oh, come on. Let me help you. This is my old racket. I used to be a bag smasher.
I say, you can't carry all of them.
Don't tell me I can't. I'll show you I can.
Careful going up those steps. With that many bags, you're likely to fall backwards,
no,
you know.
No, I won't.
I thought you said you were a baggage smasher.
Them bags are smashing, you know.
Here is your room, sir.
Okay, boy, what a bed. What if there's any money hidden in that mattress?
I doubt it, sir.
I'll bet you a nickel there is.
What?
I'll bet you a nickel there's money in that mattress. Where's my pocket knife? I'll find out.
Money in here, too. Well?
You got change for a dime?
I'm afraid the lady of the house is going to be angry. This is the room Buffalo Bill slept in.
Yeah, is that his shotgun over the fireplace?
Yes, sir, but I wouldn't touch it, sir. It might be loaded.
Oh, don't tell me. I know all about guns. Oh, well, a little fresh air never hurt anybody.
Then we have a lady and her little boy. His grandfather. His grandfather's going to pay them a visit. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little kid.
Junior, where are you?
Here I am, over in me bakery shop, making mud pie.
Oh, Junior!
Well, don't yell at me. I didn't use any sugar. Somehow they don't taste it good without it.
Oh, Junior, you didn't eat any of those mud pies, did you?
Yes, I did, but I never do it again, no. The rock I used for nuts broke me widow teeth.
They did?
Yeah, now I really got a gap in me yap.
Oh, just look at you. You're so dirty, you look like a little
ain't
pig.
Ain't I don't. Come on, greet me up and try to catch me. Come on. Hey, Mommy, will you button the back of me son's suit?
Isn't it buttoned?
I don't think so. It feels like me drawbridge is down.
No, dear. Now, it's all right. Come on, get cleaned up.
Oh, okay.
I just got a telegram, and who do you think is coming to visit us?
The stork.
No, storks don't send telegrams.
I bet if they did, you wouldn't have been home when I arrived, would you?
Now, listen. Your grandfather is coming.
You mean old Creepy Joe with a long white beard?
Yes, Junior.
Oh, boy, wear me scissors.
Now,
wear
Junior.
Me scissors.
If you try to cut his beard off again, you'll get a whipping.
Well, he said last time I was here I could cut it off, and next time he came.
Oh, but you don't really want to, do you?
He don't know me very well, does he?
Now, you get into the house and wash up.
Okay, okay. Me grandpa's coming. Me grandpa's coming to pay our dividend. Oh, now to wash me face. First, I will throw the soap out the window. Now for a couple of quick dabs. Singing in the bathtub. I wonder why your voice always sounds different when you're in the bathroom. Hanging in the bathtub.
Junior, can you reach the water?
Yeah, but a good thing it can't reach me. I'd be glad when I learn to read so I won't keep burning me little fingers on the hot water. I would turn it on good.
Oh, I burned my fingers. I burned my fingers.
What's the matter?
I burned my little fingers.
You didn't because there's no hot water.
I froze me fingers. I froze me fingers.
Now you go dry your hands.
Okay.
Not on that. Oh, why do you use my best guest towel?
You always slap me when I use the curtain. Hey, which towel shall I use?
You know which towel is yours. They all have our names on them.
Oh, yes. Hid, hurt, and the dope. Which one's mine, Mommy?
Well?
I bet you don't know. But we do, don't we, boys? Oh, to my door. I will go. We got company. Open the door.
Hello, Junior.
Well, hello, Beaver.
Is that Grandpa Junior?
I think so. Maybe it's by. Wait, I'll make sure. I will nip on his leg.
No!
Well, he's one of us, all right. No meat.
Hello, Grandpa. It's good to see you. How are you?
Well, I'm rather tired.
Well, here, Gramp, come on. Sit down.
All right, thank you.
Oh, dear, did you break your hip, Grandpa?
No, but he broke what was on it. Smell the orange blossom.
Junior, I brought you something.
What'd you bring me? Oh, look, a BB gun.
And I have something in my carpet bag for you, too,
a BB
my child.
Gun.
I'll just stoop over and get it.
Now he ought to know better than I.
Oh, you shot me while I was stooping over. Now, that's not fair.
Maybe not, but boy, what a target.
You'd better put that gun away.
No.
Let me have it.
No, I want it.
Junior, let him have it.
No.
Let him have it.
Okay.
Oh, not that way.
Now she tells me.
I don't know. I guess I must be getting old. I'm so tired. I think I'll go take a nap.
Oh, you ain't old, Gramp. That long white beard of yours is sapping your strength. Let me cut it off.
Oh, no, maybe so, but I'd die if anything happened to that beard of mine.
Would you, really?
You wouldn't touch my beard. You wouldn't touch it, really, now, would you, Junior?
He ain't naive. He numb.
Now, you let Grandpa get his rest,
okay,
Junior.
Okay, I will just sit right here. I will sit here. Oh, boy. Well, here I is, practically all alone. Now, let's see. Oh, quiet, Gramp. I can't think. Let's see. I will go over my list of things to cause confusion. Break a vase. Nope, none left. Pull a cat's tail. Nope, none left. I don't know why it is, but me widow mind keeps wandering back to Grandpa's beard. If I do, he gets a snipping. I do it. I will take the scissors and cut off his beard. Snip here, snip here. Boy, ain't he fuzzy looking. Uh-oh, I feel something way back inside. Well, look who I found. Hopalong Cassidy. Boy, I hope I can reach his whiskers without knocking over the lamp.
Uh-oh. Darn cat.
It always worked. Now back to me dirty work. Boy, this beard sure is tough. There's an awful lot of devil grass in there. Oh, don't he look naked now. I will go get a mirror so he can see himself. Hey, Gramp, wake up. Look, Gramp.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Gramp, look.
Oh, yes, it's a picture of me when I was a young man.
No, it ain't that you now. I cut all your beard.
That's a good boy. It's
yeah,
a nice night.
What?
What's going on in here?
I cut Gramp Wicker, dog.
Junior, you didn't.
What do you think that is on the floor, Mort?
Oh, now you're going to get it.
Oh, my vaccination, my
vaccination.
orchestra playing, I got a gal in Kalamazoo named Rose O'Day.
Telegram. Telegram for Red Skelton.
I'll take it. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, Red, what are you doing tearing up that telegram without reading it?
I sent it to myself. I just like to see those new cute little messenger girls they got.
Red, I have three messages to pass on to our listeners tonight.
I still like the glove girls myself.
The first one is from our government. It advises everyone with friends or relatives with our fighting forces overseas to mail Christmas presents during the month of October, just 2 days away, to ensure Christmas delivery.
What's the second message, Truman?
That's from the boys themselves, Harriet. Their own personal choice. Among the preferred gifts for men in service, cigarettes are an overwhelming favorite, as shown by questionnaires circulated in camps, posts, and stations everywhere.
I had good circulation once.
Well, you're in on this too, Ozzy, because it's from all of us to listeners everywhere. By all means, friends, send Raleigh cigarettes, and you send the finest to the finest man in the world. Raleigh's are truly superior, blended from a choice combination of 31 selected tobaccos, more golden tobaccos, which you can see by comparison with any other cigarette. More golden tobaccos, which experts will tell you are choicer, more expensive. You can send no more welcome gift than cigarettes. The fighter's choice. The choice of discriminating smokers everywhere. Raleigh cigarettes.
Back now to people stopping in for a visit, we have Clem, the fellow from the country. He's on his way to see his girl, Daisy June.
Well, here I am. I dream of Jeannie right there. Do, 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 do.
Gee, I hope Daisy June's home. Uh-oh, there's a light on in Daisy June's house. I'll tiptoe over and see what's the occasion. It's a good thing I ain't wearing shoes. I'd wake everybody up. What's that sign on that chicken house there? Anybody found around here at night will be found around here in the morning. Well, I'll just open up the chicken house door and look in. Well, how do you like that? That rooster took a shot at me.
Who's there? Oh, hello, Clem.
Well,
Gee, Clem, you look clean. Did you wash your face?
No, we got a new little calf over at our house, and he thinks I'm his mother.
Silliest thing.
Yo, don't I know? Mama screwed my head on very tight this morning.
Well, I'm sure glad you're here. A man's car broke down, and I'm putting him up for the night.
You?
If you sleep here, too, I won't be afraid that he'll steal anything.
Oh, he won't bother nobody. Where's he from?
Hollywood.
Lock the doors. Close the door.
You better come on inside, Clem.
Okay.
And for Pete's sake, pull your long underwear up.
Well, I can't. Every time I pull up that end, my head disappears. We'll go in and see this. Howdy.
Hello.
Howdy.
Hello.
I bet my father can lick your father.
Now, Clem, none of that.
You're from Hollywood, huh?
Yes, I am.
Then why ain't you outside baying at the moon? Now, I'm a-warning you. One false move and you're in for trouble, see? Just look at them muscles.
I don't see any muscles.
Not on me, on her.
Well, I hope you'll be comfortable. You'll find clean sheets on the bed.
Sheets? What's them?
Just sleep between, silly.
Between silly and who?
Well, I think I'll retire for the night.
Yeah, I'll go upstairs with you.
Good night, boys.
Good night.
Hey, she sure is nice.
Yeah, someday she's going to make me the happiest man in the world.
Oh, is she going to marry you?
No, she's going to teach me to play hopscotch.
Clem!
Hmm?
Would you like a cookie?
Sure, send her in.
Good night, boy.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. You keep that up all night.
Well, it sure is a nice bedroom, Dick. Yeah. Say, this is a comfortable bed, too.
Yeah, Martha Washington slept in this bed.
Martha Washington slept here. You mean George, don't you?
No, Martha. Here, have a chocolate.
Cold in here, too. I think I'll have a nightcap.
What's that?
Go ahead, swallow a little of it. Put hair on your chest.
Will? Well, here goes.
I told you to put hair on your chest.
Well, put hair on your chest. Well, sure enough. Step right up and call me Peter Rabbit.
Clem, I nearly forgot to tell you. I talk in my sleep, you see. Yeah. And the only time you'll get any sleep is when the guy I'm talking to answers me.
Oh, that's okay. I dream a lot. Mm-hmm. I dream every night I'm riding a scooter, and the only time you'll get any rest is when I'm coasting.
Well, come on. I'm getting sleepy. I'm going to turn in.
Yeah, me too. Well, good night.
Good night.
Good night. He's beginning to talk in his sleep already.
You think you'd like some muslin, madam? 1 yard, 2 yards, 3 yards. 1 yard, 2 yards, 3 yards. 1 yard, 2 yards, 3 yards.
Brother, you're going to pay for a bed sheet in the morning.
1 yard, 2 yards, 3 yards.
Hey, take it easy. I feel a draft. Hey, you ripped my nightshirt right off the bus. Oh, there's that cat. I better put her outside. Come here, kitty. Come on, come on. Come on, outside. Don't get tough with me. Out here, get out of here. Hey, let me in, will you?
Say, you men sitting there in those armchairs, listen.
Pipe smokers, you'll get more pleasure out of your pipe if you put Sir Walter Raleigh into it. Sir Walter Raleigh is smooth and mild, blended to perfection from a combination of extra choice Burleys. Sir Walter Raleigh has a distinctive nut-like mellowness, a full, rich flavor that can't be beat, burns even and cool, never bites your tongue. And the pleasing aroma of Sir Walter Raleigh is something that everyone enjoys. Men, smoke the quality pipe tobacco of America, Sir Walter Raleigh. Remember, we'll all be back again next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening. Good night, Mummy.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This program has been broadcast to the armed forces overseas and has come to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.